For $10,336 for state signs west of Road 277, a special use exception to place an off-premise directional sign and a variance from the maximum allowed square footage for a directional sign.
Name and address, please.
Neil McAllister, 14 Wilbur Circle, Dover, Delaware.
Do you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Hello, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
We're here tonight to ask, I guess we should take them all one at a time, but they'll be all three pretty much the same. Oakwood Village would like to put up a 4x8 plywood sign at various locations. You have all three of them in front of you. Throughout the county, they got permission from the landowners, and they just want to put up a 4x8 directional sign telling you how to get to their subdivision, and their subdivision is Oakwood Village in Lewis. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're asking for. We have photographs of the lots, the three different lots with us here tonight, and a picture of the sign. I think you're used to seeing these around the county. Usually people just put them up, but I know we need to come and ask you first, so we're here to make sure that you don't have a problem with it and that none of the neighbors have a problem with it.
Right.
And to see if we can do it right.
Okay.
Picture the photographs of the stores and the sign.
Well, do it by the book, huh?
Absolutely.
Keeps me out of a lot of trouble that way.
Agreed.
Well, it's fine just putting up bandit trailers and, well, it's got a tag on it. We can move it. Nah.
Where is Oakwood Village?
Oakwood Village is off of Wilking Road, which is, if you take Robinsonville Road to Conley's Chapel.
This is showing the site on a 55-acre parcel. That's the site of this sign. That's not the subdivision itself.
Correct.
How far is this from the subdivision?
She'll give you the distances from the subdivision to put it.
Approximately.
The farthest one is about a mile and a half, and it progressively gets closer, the last one being about half a mile.
All on the same road?
It's Route 24 in Robinsonville, Conley's Chapel and Robinsonville, and Conley's and Wilking, so that people can find our development. We're not directly on a main thoroughfare, and trying to bring, you know, traffic to help our subdivision.
I'm trying to keep them away from putting up all the little bandit signs on the weekends and out
we
of the right of way.
So
they'll be behind the property. They'll be behind the right of way lines.
Meet all the setback requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So which sign is the furthest from the development?
About a mile and a half.
Conley Mill or Conley Church?
It's actually Route 24 in Robinsonville is the farthest.
You have three separate
applications. Is that?
I believe that's the second or third one. This one's a different one. There's three separate applications because we're putting on three separate parcels.
It's just a case.
Right. So they're not necessarily in order from Route 24.
Are they in order?
The farthest one away is this case we're on now, 10336.
Okay, first one, which is closest to the subdivision? Or?
No, this is the farthest one.
So it is by Conley Church.
It's on 24 in Robinsonville.
Could be by Conley Church.
Let me see which. Is this 10336?
It's 336. That's what I was mentioning. That's the one on the site, just, I guess.
That's on the 55-acre site.
Yeah. And is that at least 300 feet from Conley's Chapel?
Oh, yes.
Sign itself?
Oh,
from
yes.
The church, yes.
Yes.
And dwellings as well. I know there's a couple of houses.
There's a very large lot that's open and currently for sale, and then there is a homeowner next to it. I've approached everybody, and nobody's been opposed to it.
No, but you also have to be 300 feet from those.
Yeah, we definitely are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rick, on these are considered off-premise directional signs, is that right? So would that fall under that, the outdoor advertising from the state link? We'd have to have
I think it will, yeah.
And that way they'd have to have a...
But I don't... This isn't a...
This sign does not need a state permit because at 32 square feet or less, the state doesn't get involved.
You've checked with DLDOT?
Yes, we have to, technically, any 32 square feet, we're fine. Technically, got to take an inch off of it to be less than 32 square feet. Anything larger than 32 square feet, DLDOT requires a permit. Anything under 32 square feet, they don't. So they really let us go with a 4x8 sheet of plywood. And that's what this is.
So DLDOT will?
We will not need a DLDOT permit. We will not get one from DLDOT. They won't require it.
Okay.
That's why we're not asking for anything bigger than what we're asking for.
Well, reason why I say that, because I think Susie can help me verify that. Yeah. I think I see, when you were out last weekend, weren't you on Sunday working? Is that right? I think it was like 180 of these directional signs that was in question or was checked on and things. And that's why it's questioned. DLDOT is, I mean, I'm just trying to help you know what my understanding was, that DLDOT, you got that permit from DLDOT before you can put these up. DLDOT's going to request it. Am I wrong or right or...
It is true that if it's under 32 square feet, they do not.
They don't need it. Okay, right. Well, I appreciate it. That's now, not, I'm just trying to help you. Yeah. But
DLDOT gets really excited now about signs that are less than 32 square feet that are out in the right-of-way.
Right.
The bandit signs, they just go ballistic over.
These are I think there's 180 of them that you, am I right on that? Mm-hmm. That last weekend, they were out. I seen county cars next Saturday and Sunday working. So.
Yeah.
I saw them Sunday taking pictures.
Did you see them Sunday?
Pulling up signs, yep.
Yep, well, I seen them Sunday also. That's why. And then I called and...
I don't want to throw away our money. I just,
no.
You know.
Well, I don't want you. That's why.
Yeah, but thank
if they
you.
Fell underneath this premise of the state outdoor advertising, then that requires a permit from DLDOT.
Yep.
So under 32 square feet.
32 is the magic number.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And the question I had. Thank you, Rick. Okay. Right, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McHugh?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Berman? Mr. Ruther? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,336 under advisement. Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,336 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. That one's been taken under advisement.
Mm-hmm.